This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Texas Bill 8 has been signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. Gruesome D&E abortions are banned in the bill. The wording follows model legislation from the National Right to Life Committee. Oregon continues to march to the drumbeat of death, stripped of any dignity. A state Senate committee has passed a bill to allow the starvation and dehydration of mentally ill patients and those with dementia. The process of death by such starvation and dehydration is not only among the cruelest of human indignities, the idea that food and water can be somehow turned into and classified as medical treatment opens an unimaginable Pandora's box of ethical and legal problems. For Oregon residents, the bill is SB 494. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, seven states have just one abortion clinic, and a report at Life News highlights why they are struggling to survive with a history of common malpractice and failed health inspections. Iowa's high court has ruled that parents can sue doctors for the birth of their son with cerebral palsy, and athlete Sonya Richards-Ross had an abortion to save her Olympic career. She now says, "The decision broke me." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.